Welcome to the Deep Dive, where we sift through your sources, find the critical insights, and give you the knowledge you need fast. Today, we're looking into something really specific, often expensive, and almost always misunderstood. The precision needed for Jaguar alignments and tires. The sources you sent painted a really compelling picture. If you own a high-performance European car, especially around the DFW corridor, you know, Plano, Dallas, White Rock, you are basically driving on a maintenance tightrope. And the reason is twofold. First, these Jaguars are built with this ultra-sensitive geometry. But, and here's the really wild part, they're so refined, they actually mask minor misalignments.
They do. They dampen the symptoms.
Right. So you don't even know there's a problem until your expensive performance tires are already half gone.
Yeah.
Our mission today is to unpack the mechanics behind that hidden sensitivity. We want to give you the practical knowledge to spot the signs before you're staring at a four-figure tire bill.
It's a great mission, and that word masking is really the key insight here. When we talk about alignment on a Jaguar, we're talking about the precise calibration of the wheel geometry, camber, caster, and toe. And just as important, making sure the tires themselves match that high-performance suspension.
Okay, so it's not just about pointing the wheel straight.
Not at all. I mean, think about a typical sedan. It's built for comfort, for tolerance. A Jaguar's engineering, on the other hand, it prioritizes handling balance, steering feedback, a certain composure on the road.
Which means
that alignment accuracy has this disproportionately huge impact. You get that amazing precise handling, but the car demands absolute precision in return.
Okay, let's start there then. Why are these cars so fundamentally different, mechanically speaking? What makes a Jag so much more sensitive than another car?
It really all comes down to the suspension architecture. Most of these cars use very sophisticated multi-link suspension designs.
Not just a simple strut system.
Exactly. A multi-link system gives engineers way more control over how the wheel moves. It's all about dynamic control, how the car behaves when you push it, not about, you know, forgiving a bad road.
That makes sense. But on the ground, what does that actually look like? You mentioned camber, caster, and toe. Can you give us the quick and simple on what those actually are?
Absolutely. So toe is the easiest one. If you look down at your tires from above, it's whether they point in or out, like being pigeon-toed. Even a tiny bit of toe error creates constant scrubbing.
Okay, friction.
Constant friction. Then you have camber, which is the inward or outward tilt of the tire from the front. Negative camber, where the top tilts in, is great for cornering.
But bad for wear, I'm guessing.
Terrible for wear on the inner edge.
Yeah.
And finally, caster, that's all about steering stability. It's what helps your steering wheel return to center after you make a turn.
Got it. So let's get back to that masking problem. If I hit a bad pothole, shouldn't I immediately feel the steering wheel pull to one side? Why does the car hide it?
That's the real aha moment in the source material. It's two things. First, the chassis is incredibly rigid. That stiffness just naturally dampens some of the initial feedback you'd feel.
And the second thing?
The electronic power steering systems. The EPAS. They are incredibly smart. They're constantly taking readings and adding or removing tiny bits of steering assist to keep the car tracking perfectly straight.
So the car's computer is actively fighting the physical misalignment.
It is. It's using its brain to hide the physical drift. So you, the driver, you don't feel that pull until the error gets so big that the computer just can't compensate for it anymore.
Wow. And by that point?
By that point, the damage is done. That misalignment has been quietly shredding your tire tread for months.
So the very tech that makes the car feel so smooth and luxurious is also covering up a major problem.
I never thought of precision steering as a liability before.
It's a critical, subtle point.
Yeah.
And it gets worse. It's not just the front end. So many of these cars depend heavily on the rear alignment for stability.
The rear wheels. Yes, we see it all the time. A driver comes in, says the car feels like it's drifting or the steering wheel is off center. They're convinced it's a front end problem.
But it's not.
Often it's not. An error in the rear geometry makes the car want to track sideways, just a tiny bit. So you're subconsciously making constant small steering corrections with the front wheels to keep it straight.
So you think you have a steering wheel issue, but the real problem is in the back.
A classic misdiagnosis. Wastes a lot of time and money.
Here's where it gets really interesting. That brings us to the external enemy. The North Texas road environment. These precise machines do not like our concrete roads.
No, they do not. The DFW Metroplex is a what we call an alignment triple threat. First, the road surfaces. It's almost all concrete, not smooth asphalt.
With expansion joints everywhere.
Everywhere. And those aren't big one-off pothole hits. They're repetitive, jarring little impacts. It's death by a thousand road seams.
And those little shocks just slowly nudge everything out of spec over time.
That's it, exactly. They gradually change the angles without one big dramatic event that would make you think, I need to go to the shop.
And what about the different driving patterns, say Dallas versus Plano?
Good question. So in Dallas and White Rock, you're dealing with more urban stressors, more potholes, curb contact, really uneven pavement.
Right.
But in Plano, you have those long highway commutes. At sustained high speeds, even a tiny toe misalignment, I'm talking a tenth of a degree, becomes a huge problem.
Why is that?
Because that constant scrubbing at 75 miles an hour generates an incredible amount of heat and just shreds the rubber so much faster than city driving would.
Okay, so the roads are one part of the attack. Let's bring in factor number two, the Texas heat. How does a 100-degree day affect the tires and the mechanics?
Heat changes everything. For the tires, your air pressure fluctuates like crazy. You said it in the cool morning, but by the afternoon, that pressure can spike.
And that changes how the tire sits on the road.
It completely changes the contact patch. And that change amplifies any existing alignment problems. A car that feels fine in January can feel really squirrely and start wearing tires in August.
And what about the mechanical parts, the rubber components?
That's the other big one. Heat just accelerates the breakdown of rubber suspension bushings. Those are the little parts that are meant to absorb vibration and hold all those precise angles.
So they get soft or they crack.
Exactly. And when they lose their integrity, the alignment angles aren't fixed anymore. They can shift under load. That's why you get those inconsistent symptoms. The car feels fine on a smooth road, then you take a hard corner and suddenly it feels loose.
Okay, so the goal for you, our listener, is to turn all this knowledge into actual savings. How do you spot a hidden alignment issue before your tires are toast?
You have to become really attuned to subtle changes. This isn't something that announces itself loudly. Look for the early signs.
Like what?
Like, does the steering wheel self-center as cleanly as it used to after a turn? Does it feel a little slow? Does the whole car just feel slightly off-axis even when you're going straight? Those are the first whispers of geometry drift.
What about vibrations?
That's another great indicator. If you just had your tires balanced, but you still feel a persistent low-grade vibration at highway speeds, that often points to an alignment issue that's causing uneven wear. The tire is becoming functionally imbalanced because of the wear pattern.
And if you wait until you can see the wear, it's basically too late. You're just buying new tires at that point.
It is absolutely too late. Once that wear pattern is ground into the tread, the tire structure is compromised. You can't fix it. An annual alignment check is almost always cheaper than replacing even two performance tires.
Are there specific wear patterns that are dead giveaways on a Jaguar?
Yes, definitely. Because of their performance setups, they tend to favor what's called negative camber. So the most common thing we see is inner edge wear. The inside shoulder of the tire will be completely bald while the rest of the tread looks fine.
And any others?
The other big one is feathering. If you run your hand across the tread and it feels rough or serrated, like the edge of a saw blade, that's a classic sign of a toe imbalance.
And I'd imagine on these low-profile tires that wear happens fast.
Incredibly fast. You don't have a lot of tread depth to begin with. Once the misalignment starts, a tire can be ruined in just a few thousand miles.
So the tires themselves aren't just victims here. They're an active part of this whole equation.
They're foundational. The tire's width, its aspect ratio, even its speed rating, all of that dictates how it responds to the alignment angles. If you put the wrong kind of tire on, say one with a softer sidewall, it can feel wrong even if the alignment machine says the numbers are perfect.
And what about staggered setups where the rear tires are wider than the front?
Oh, that complicates things even more. That setup is great for grip, but it makes the car even more sensitive. And you have to have unique alignment settings for the front and rear to account for that difference.
Which also means you can't rotate them to even out the wear.
You can't rotate them at all, not front to back. So that puts this enormous existential importance on getting the alignment absolutely perfect from the start and keeping it there. There's no correcting wear later on.
Let's talk about a point of confusion. The symptoms, a vibration, a pull, can feel like a simple balance issue or an alignment issue.
Yeah.
How do you tell the difference?
That's where a lot of people get tripped up. The symptoms really do overlap. But simply put, balancing is about rotational mass. It stops the wheel from shaking because of a heavy spot.
And alignment.
Alignment is about directional stability, how the tire is aimed relative to the road.
So where does the confusion come in?
The confusion is that one problem can cause the other. Bad alignment causes weird wear, and that wear eventually makes the tire imbalanced. Or an imbalanced tire can shake and vibrate, which exaggerates how a small alignment issue feels.
So if you just balance a tire that's been feathered by a bad toe setting,
you're just treating the symptom, not the cause. The vibration might go away for a week, but the bad alignment will create the same wear pattern and the vibration will come right back.
So let's say you've diagnosed it correctly. What makes adjusting a modern Jaguar suspension so much harder than, say, a normal car?
It's the complexity and the precision needed. On a simpler car, you might just have a couple of bolts to turn. On a Jaguar multi-link system, you're often dealing with eccentric bolts.
What's an eccentric bolt?
Think of it like a little cam. As the technician turns the head of the bolt, an offset lobe on the shaft pushes the suspension arm in or out by tiny, precise amounts. It's not a simple adjustment.
So it takes a lot of patience and expertise. A rush job won't cut it.
A rush job will fail the second you drive off the lot. And it's even more critical now because bad geometry can interfere with all the electronics, the steering sensors, the driver assist systems.
And you get warning lights on the dash.
Absolutely. The car's computer sees that the steering wheel is pointed straight, but the wheels are pointed somewhere else, and it throws an error code. You get warning lights and a really weird steering feel.
So bringing this home for our DFW listener, when is it time to get it checked?
You should get it checked immediately after any suspension repair, anytime you get new tires, or after any big road impact like hitting a massive pothole.
And just for regular maintenance.
Given the roads and the heat here in North Texas, an annual check is just smart, proactive maintenance. It's cheap insurance against a set of tires that could cost you thousands.
So what does this all mean? I think the core message here is that Jaguar alignment problems are so often misdiagnosed. Someone thinks it's a tire defect or a balance issue.
It happens all the time.
And they get stuck in this cycle. They replace the worn tires, but nobody fixes the root cause, the misalignment, and the new tires just wear out all over again.
It's a frustrating and expensive cycle.
It seems like precision is just non-negotiable, and you need a systematic approach that looks at the suspension, the alignment, and the tires all together.
And you have to understand the trade-offs. You can set the alignment for aggressive cornering with more negative camber, but you have to accept you'll get more inner edge wear.
Or you can set it more conservatively.
Right, for longevity. But you'll dull that sharp steering response a little bit. The target always has to match your driving style. And we have to give a warning about aftermarket parts, lowering springs, bigger wheels. They almost always push the geometry outside of what the factory parts can adjust for.
So you end up with a car that looks cool, but just constantly destroys tires.
Unless you plan for it and install other parts like adjustable control arms to bring it back into spec, it's a common and costly mistake.
This deep dive really shows that owning one of these cars in a tough environment like North Texas requires a different mindset. Uh-huh. You have to be proactive. Jaguars mask their problems. Our roads are uniquely harsh. And catching those little changes early is what saves you money and, you know, keeps the car feeling the way it's supposed to.
And just to look forward for a moment, we have to think about the next chapter, EVs. Electric and hybrid Jaguars carry a lot more weight because of the batteries.
Right.
And they deliver all their torque instantly. Both of those things.
Yeah.
More weight, instant power, put way more stress on the suspension and the tires.
Meaning alignment issues could show up even sooner.
Sooner and progress much faster. That instant torque is likely to really exaggerate any rear alignment errors. I think for the next generation of these cars, annual checks might become semi-annual checks. The physics are changing and our maintenance habits will have to change too.
A perfect thought to end on. Thank you for diving deep with us.